This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Supply Minister Gauri Kumari says online tracking system being developed for transparent supply and distribution of cooking gas. Dada Khet Rauhghat transmission line project in Magdi makes 89% progress. Telecom equipment airlifted to Badi Malika in Vajra to expand services for tourists and local residents. And three storms battered China, Japan and Philippines in a week, affecting millions of people with heavy rain. Now the news in detail. Minister for Industry, Commerce and Supplies Gauri Kumari had said the government has started developing an online tracking system to make the supply, distribution and transportation of cooking gas more transparent and effective. Her remarks came amid public complaints over shortages and difficulties in getting cooking gas in various parts of the country. Speaking at a discussion on food supply today, Minister Kumari said the government has already started making gas supply details public through the Google form. Meanwhile, Nepal Oil Corporation Managing Director Nagendra Sah said the gas supply is expected to become smooth within a week. He said 134 gas bullets arrived yesterday alone, while around 3.4 million gas cylinders had been received by yesterday. The meeting of the National Assembly is underway at Simudarbar. The meeting is considering proposals seeking approval to deliberate on several bills. Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation, Kodak Raj Podel, is presenting the Domestic Air Service Liability Bill. Similarly, Minister for Agriculture, Forest and Environment, Geeta Chaudhary, is presenting a proposal seeking consideration of the Infectious Animal Diseases Control Bill. National Assembly Secretary Atul Bahadur Kadel is also tabling MSCs from the House of Representatives concerning the bill to revive the existing provisions of the Nepal Special Service Act. The Dada Khet Rauhghat 132 kV transmission line project in Magdi has achieved 89% physical progress. The project, being constructed by the Nepal Electricity Authority, aims to connect electricity generated by hydropower projects in the Magdi and Rauhghat basins to the national grid. So far, 80 of the 82 double-circuit transmission line structures have been installed, while 72 towers have been erected. Construction of the Dada Khet substation has reached 90% completion. The project, estimated to cost 4.88 billion rupees, has faced delays due to difficulties in obtaining permission to cut trees, challenging geography, disaster risk, and local disputes. Project officials say the work may require another 4 to 5 months to complete. Nepal Telecom has transported telephone and internet equipment by helicopter to Badi Malika in Vajra to expand communication services in the remote tourist and religious destination. The work was initiated following the instruction of Minister for Information and Communication, Dr. Bikram Timil Sinha, who directed Nepal Telecom to expedite the expansion of telecommunication services in Badi Malika. The equipment was flown to the area yesterday in a Nepali army helicopter, as the difficult terrain and lack of road access made ground transportation impossible. Around 4,000 kilograms of equipment now needs to be carried by workers from the landing site to the installation area. Nepal Telecom says the 4G service could come into operation within about 5 days once all the equipment reaches the site. Badi Malika, located at around 4,200 meters above sea level, has been gaining popularity as a religious and tourist destination among both domestic and foreign visitors. However, Badi Malika area has lacked reliable telephone and internet services, causing difficulties for local residents, pilgrims and tourists. Nepal Telecom plans to expand 4G services in another high-altitude areas as well, including the Sagarmatha Base Camp region. India will provide 803 million rupees in grant assistance to Nepal for 8 projects in education, health and agriculture. Nepali government agencies and the Embassy of India in Kathmandu signed memorandums of understanding yesterday for the implementation of the projects under the High Impact Community Development Projects Program. Under the agreements, the BP Kuirala Institute of Health Sciences in Dharan will be digitalized. An agricultural produce collection and sales center will be built in Tekme Mayung Rural Municipality of Bhojpur. A building will be constructed for Belvari Multiple Campus in Morang, while 15-bed hospitals will be built in Barju Rural Municipality, rather of Sunsari, and Dungesur Rural Municipality of Dilek. Similarly, a cash crop and livestock center will be established in Jwalamukhi Rural Municipality of Dhading. Likewise, an agricultural promotion center will be set up in Sarkigad Rural Municipality of Humla, while a cold storage facility will be constructed in Kali Gundaki Rural Municipality of Sangja. The projects will be implemented by local governments and institutions in Nepal. International Youth Day is being observed in Nepal and around the world today with various programs highlighting the important role of young people in shaping society and the future. The day aims to promote youth participation in policy making, encourage youth-focused discussions and advocacy, and increase investment and partnerships for youth development. According to the 2021 National Census, more than 12.4 million people aged 16 to 40 count for 42.56% of Nepal's total population. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. China, Japan and the Philippines are being battered by a series of storms, causing heavy rain, floods and landslides across the region. The remnants of Typhoon Dolphin, which hit eastern China earlier this week, are expected to bring torrential rain to Beijing today as the storm moves inland. In Japan, tropical storm Chanhom lashed the Kanto region, including Tokyo, overnight before weakening into a tropical depression. Meanwhile, tropical storm Peilu is moving eastward off the eastern coast of the Philippines and away from Asia. At least 26 people have died in the Philippines in floods and landslides triggered by the seasonal monsoon and a series of storms, including Dolphin. Another tropical storm, Nangkar, has formed south of Japan and is forecast to move northward. Rescue workers in Colombia are racing to find survivors trapped under rubble after a powerful earthquake struck the country in Monday. According to the BBC, a magnitude 7.4 earthquake killed at least 181 people, with most casualties reported in Cali and Pereira. Authorities said nearly 2,600 people were injured and around 200 remain missing. More than 1,100 homes have been destroyed, while over 8,000 others have been damaged. Several buildings have collapsed across the country, with aftershocks continued to be felt on Tuesday. A state of emergency has been declared as rescue and relief operations continue. Now the general forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast generally cloudy conditions over the Himalayan region of the country, while partly cloudy conditions will prevail over the hilly and Tarai regions. There is a possibility of moderate rain and snowfall at a few places in the Himalayan and hilly regions. Moderate rainfall is likely at one or two places in the Tarai regions. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Supply Minister Gauri Kumari says online tracking system being developed for transparent supply and distribution of cooking gas. Data Khet Rauga transmission line project in Meghdi makes 89% progress. Telecom equipment airlifted to Bodimalika in Bajra to expand services for tourists and local residents. And three storms battered China, Japan and Philippines in a week, affecting millions of people with heavy rain. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.